Hello and good morning, listeners. You're listening to News on the Go, your daily podcast of world news, and this is your host Ashwin. Good morning from Delhi. It's terribly hot here. I've been doing a lot of touristy things, visiting the India Gate, seeing the Taj Mahal with my parents and sister, and it's been a good trip so far, though exhausting because the heat just drains you out. I've been carrying an extra t-shirt everywhere I go. That's how hot it is. On the 3rd of October, How to Become a Blood Donor on Facebook is launched in India. The Las Vegas massacre that happened very recently has a death toll of 58. There's a few thousands injured. Goldman Sachs may dabble in Bitcoin. And Bush and Obama and Clinton, all of them failed on North Korea, but I want, says Donald Trump. First piece on the news is about the new initiative of Facebook in India, the Blood Donor Campaign. Facebook on Sunday launched a feature for users to find blood donors in India. Users can now register themselves as donors by providing information like their blood group on a message posted by Facebook on their newsfeed. So yes, Facebook will ask you, do you want to become a blood donor, and you sign up for it. And so yes, if you sign up for it and you say that your blood group is O positive, any requirement of O positive around your area will be notified to you, and you can contact the guy who wants the blood over WhatsApp, Messenger, or just a call option. So they've enabled privacy features, so it's really, really noble of Facebook to do this, connecting communities, and blood seeking will be hopefully a lot easier now on. I'm going to register for this. You guys should too. While you were sleeping, the death toll arose to 58 in the Las Vegas massacre. A 64-year-old gunman identified by the police as Stephen Paddock opened fire at a concert from a window in the Mandalay Casino. He was found dead in his hotel room of a suspected suicide, with hundreds of rounds of ammunition and at least 20 legally purchased rifles. His motive still remains unknown, but it's crazy that Nevada, the state in which Las Vegas is, doesn't have any gun licenses. Like, they don't need permits. You can just go buy guns wherever and however, how many ever, and just kind of conceal them, keep them in your pockets and not be checked at all. So that's extremely strange and surprising, but maybe the laws will take a modification post this incident. Goldman Sachs may dabble in Bitcoin. Yes, the investment bank is exploring ways to help clients trade in cryptocurrencies. There's a stark contrast to Wall Street rivals like JP Morgan, whose CEO called Bitcoin a fraud and threatened to fire any employees who traded it. Yes, so Goldman Sachs wants to trade in Bitcoins and kind of explore this space, while JP Morgan is like, hey, no, I'm not going to allow this. So that's contrasting views. So the world still really doesn't know about Bitcoin being a stable or an unstable currency. Time will tell. Last piece on the news is Donald Trump. Of course, how can he not make it to the news, asserting that he would not fail in dealing with North Korea? US President Donald Trump has tweeted that his predecessors Bill Clinton, George Bush, and Barack Obama have failed, asking the State Secretary Rex Tillerson to not waste his time trying to negotiate with North Korea. Trump said being nice to Rocket Man hasn't worked in 25 years. Yes, Rocket Man is what Donald Trump uses to refer to Kim Jong-un, by the way. With that piece of news, we're wrapping up today's edition of News on the Go on the 3rd of October. You are listening to Ashwin, your host, and in the background I'm leaving you with Sun Goes Down by Robin Schulz featuring Jasmine Thompson. You guys have a great Tuesday morning, and I will see you tomorrow same time.
Sunset, come on, don't you judge and battle where we go.